We welcome online now Galston Anthony, Johannesburg mayoral candidate. Now, I'm going to give you a bit of a background. Galston is a South African creative entrepreneur, filmmaker, and host of the G2G podcast, where he explores stories of resilience, success, and personal growth. Now, after more than two decades in the entertainment and brand world, including work in music, form, and talent management, he's taken his message of empowerment into the political arena as a candidate for mayor of Johannesburg. His campaign focuses on economic opportunity, community safety, and youth empowerment. Galston, a very good afternoon to you, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us on today's show.
Firstly, I wish I had your voice. You make it sound so cool.
Thank you, Galston. Well, I'm fascinated by your background, but yes, I cannot wait to get into what is inspiring you to become a Johannesburg mayoral candidate. Thank you for the compliment, Galston. Okay, now, you've spent over 20 years in the creative industries, from filmmaking to hosting the G2G podcast. So what inspired you to transition from creative entrepreneurship into running for mayor of Johannesburg? Over to you.
Frustration, a lot of frustration. I mean, look at this beautiful country of mine. Mm-hmm. It's just falling apart. And we live in an economy that is the fifth biggest in entire Africa. It's the fifth richest country in all of Africa, Johannesburg. And it's falling apart. And it's just that young people are not coming to the table. So I'm like, you know what? I'm still young enough to be called young, so I'm going to have to run.
Okay, so what are you, based on your background, what is it, how are you relating your experience in the film industry and the creative industry? How are you going to marry and combine your thoughts into what ought to be done regarding mayoral leadership in Johannesburg? I'm curious to know how you are marrying, how you're combining this.
Well, I think maybe the bio you may have read is not giving you like a full picture of who I am. So Galston Anthony, yes, he's mainly in the creative economy, so to put it, but it's the economy at large. But I've started multiple businesses in different areas, you know, from the property real estate businesses to IT businesses to entertainment and the whole range of it. I've done that all in different countries. You understand? So I've got a whole range and different acumens making me literally the most the mayoral candidate to have ever had this many acumens, and the only person that has been more successful at than me is Herman Mashaba. Not mm-hmm. as wide in variety, but more successful. So that's how I'm going to marry it, is that Johannesburg City's got a lot to do and to offer, right? It's not just entertainment. There's water, electricity, road, okay. And a whole lot of issues. So these are things that I'd love to tackle, and just using my entrepreneurship and my business background to make sure that I run city like a business.
Okay. You have glanced over what challenges you are seeing, but what do you think are the most pressing, the most detailed challenges, if I can word it that way, you see in Johannesburg today that motivated you to take the step into public service?
Oof, there's a lot, actually. I mean, mm-hmm. let's start with basic services. I do not know and understand how does Johannesburg have the roads that we have. People are spending a lot of money repairing their tires and shocks because of potholes.
Right.
I mean, how's that in the greatest city in all of Africa? Water, electricity, how do we have such problems? How did we get here? You know, safety. People are getting, let's just say, pew-pewed from time to time. How do we get here? You
okay.
know, these are things that we have to take care of. GBV, how did we get here? So there's quite a lot that I could list, but these are some of the stuff that has to be addressed real soon and real seriously.
Okay, Galston, if I can put it this way, you're up against a political hurdle here. I'm putting it very mildly, which I believe yeah. is a factor that has really influenced precisely what you've just been outlining. Have you approached authorities, or have you at least put forward your vision and what have you? And if so, how have you been received?
Well, I've sat down with three political parties, right? Mm-hmm. Two are in the center, right? And then one is on the left. And we sat down and had this conversation. And after having these conversations, I was like, you know what? I think I'm better off running on my own. I do have the capacity, although not the capacity that they have. But I've got
right.
to drive the bigger the vim to make sure that this happens. So why not do it?
Okay, certainly, but you will need it's not a solo run in a matter of speaking. You will need support and buy-in into this. How do you expect
oh, absolutely.
To go, how do you expect to garner that?
Well, it depends what where is your question asking. Are you asking, am I running as an independent? The answer is actually no. You're the first one to get that answer. The answer is no. Who
Okay.
am I running with? It is to be announced. So that we will announce in due time, right?
Okay.
It might be unconventional, but it is constitutional. And most people don't realize that you vote for mayor in council. So we are going into a coalition, and we do have a more or less idea how many seats will be covered by how many of the political parties. That is easy to predict. So what happens is that in this place, we understand who's more likely to become mayor by council votes. That you can tell that ahead of time.
Indeed. Also, something many people mention is a neglect of focus on the youth and opportunity. Now, youth unemployment and lack of opportunity are major concerns here. So, what specific plans do you have to create jobs and pathways for young people across the city?
Oh, thank you for asking that. If I had to get into office on the November, I would have been the second youngest mayor of the city of Johannesburg, beaten by Pac style by 2 months, right? So I'm still youth. I got that young energy. And what I've done over my years is start businesses. And primarily the people I've
Okay.
employed are youths. Now, a lot of the youths have their own issues. My employees will tell me, hey, I've got this little plan that I have in my township, in my neighborhood, and I'd like to do such and such. These things will be discussed thoroughly and delivered. Funny thing is, a lot of the things that the young people are asking for entrepreneurship is not really that difficult. So I would like to make sure that the red tape is being cut a lot
Okay.
less to help the youth to make sure that they get what they need to start businesses. From that point on out, they start employing other people. So we can't have employment without businesses. So we got to make sure that we have to create businesses quickly. Not, hey, we're still creating businesses.
Right.
6 months later, we're still working at it. We're still working at it. No, cut red tape, have people have businesses, have them employ people. They're the backbones of the economy.
Cut the red tape. Yes, that's been the scourge, shall we say. That has haunted many, in endeavoring to pursue projects and initiatives, call it what you may. But what do you think you're up to, or you're up against here?
Well, I'm up against giants. I'm definitely up against the worst. I'm not It's not going to be an easy run, so to put it. We talking about political giants, we talking about the spooks on the side against all of them. But it's quite simple. Fortunately for me, I'm in a position where I can put them all at the table and say, look, we know that we've been doing our people wrong. Can we stop it now? Can we stop it and start serving the people now? Can we do that?
I can really wish you luck, Glance, and I admire your courage and determination. I just wish that they listen to you and acknowledge exactly what it is you're trying to impress on them. Somebody's asking, your service delivery remains a hot topic with electricity, water, and municipal services under strain. What do you do differently to improve local service delivery in this regard?
Well, the question becomes, how would I do that as far as, the different sides of taking service providers versus getting internal capacity? And I say, why not do a hybrid? We'd need people with internal capacity as well as service providers been there instead of just getting so many service providers to make opportunities to loot and then complain that we don't have water, electricity, and all those basic needs. So that these two are good watchdogs of each other instead of overemploying one over the other. That's actually one of the basic things to do.
Okay, so you're appealing to conscience here. You're appealing to realization. Are you combining those aspects?
Correct. Well, partially, but yes, correct.
Okay. Bridging divides. Let's look at this. Your work in media, it's connected you to many different communities. Now, how do you plan to bring people together across Johannesburg's diverse social and economic landscape?
Well, let's expand that question by saying, how far have I gone as far as the entertainment industry? So now
Sure.
I currently hold the biggest artist or so socialite on planet Africa. Right. And I've managed her for 12 years, making me have a very large diaspora in Africa. So those people are in Johannesburg as well. So speaking to all Johannesburgers to say, hey, I've reached so many of y'all. I've sat with heads of states in Johannesburg and inside their individual countries. Now mayors, I've sat with all those people and and they have a common respect for me. And say, guys, now that you have somebody who knows your land, understands your people, understands your culture, irrespective of the country, Nigeria, Uganda, Kenya, all these ones that I met, how about we come to the table and stop taking from Johannesburg and getting out? And you're going to be a part of Johannesburg economy.
Sure.
And
Galston.
not take from Johannesburg economy.
Right. Sorry, I had to interrupt you there. I thought you had concluded, Galston. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but another question coming through.
Okay.
Very interesting, this one. If you're elected mayor, what is one major initiative you would launch in your first 100 days in office to signal a new direction for the city? What would that be?
Well, firstly, youth need to get their businesses started. That's the first thing that I would do, amongst things like making sure that water and electricity it works very well. Getting people to be hired inside that are engineers, hydrologists, and all the relevant people to make sure those work. In the first 100 days, I'd like to show that, say this is a January to March thing. I'd like to show that between October and November, when I was not mayor, and January to March, the statistics for crime has dropped by X amount, which is lower than the previous time when I was there. I want to show those statistics month for month and year for year.
Right. Okay. As we conclude, Galston, it's been great chatting to you. But now, someone in the running has always got that distinct message to voters. So as we close, what's the one message you want every resident of Johannesburg to hear about and why you're running and what you hope to achieve for the city? Over to you.
I ask for every voter to make sure that they're responsible with their votes. Now, a lot of the Gen Zs have not even registered to vote, or because they feel like, hey, it's going to end up the same thing anyway. Why do we need to vote? Be responsible with your vote. In the past, we've chosen people that have taken from us. Let us not make those choices again. Let us not choose the people we can relate to because they look like us or sound like us. Let's
Sure.
go to the people that have patriotism and would like to make sure that they serve you.
Indeed.
Because
Galston,
as mayor,
yeah.
I work for you.
Galston, we certainly hope what you've just spoken about this afternoon resonates with everybody in the city and to all politicians listening on. Galston, we wish you everything of the best as Johannesburg mayoral candidate. It is the first of season from all of us. Blessings during this time and everything of the best in all your political endeavors. Galston Anthony, Johannesburg mayoral candidate, running for mayor of Johannesburg.